In today's lesson, Jesus has been speaking a whole string of parables to his disciples. Through all these analogies, he hopes to get them to understand the kingdom of heaven. He said that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. And he ends by noting that the master knows how wisely to bring out of his treasure both what is new and what is old. In a way, this could be a description of the whole of Jesus' teaching. Isn't that what he does when he speaks a parable to his disciples? He's bringing out from the treasure of Israel that which is precious and old. In this case, he's bringing out the hope for and the dream of the kingdom of heaven. And he speaks it in such a way that his hearers gain new insight and new understanding. From out of the old comes newness. The teaching of Jesus embraces the richness of the Jewish law. Something has been received, something from the old. And yet Jesus presents it and shows it to his disciples in a whole new way. Now this is so typical of Matthew's approach to the good news. Matthew, more than any other gospel, keeps quoting the Hebrew scripture. The Jews were looking for the Messiah. And Matthew presents Jesus as the fulfillment of that promise of God. And yet at the same time, from the very beginning of the gospel, those expectations are being challenged, they're being rearranged, they're being transformed in Jesus. If Jesus were merely the Messiah that had been conventionally expected at the time, then why the conflict? Why the doubt? Why all the confusion when the multitudes looked upon Jesus? Every Sunday when we gather here, we're busy bringing treasure out of the ancient texts that we have received. At the same time, we are living in the light of Easter, where God defeated death and brought newness and life. We are a people who are living after Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended and disrupted everything with its power. From out of the old, in conversation with the new, our faith is formed. Well, here Jesus ends his string of parables by saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." Can't you just see that man with a large trunk open before him? Joyfully he reaches into the trunk and brings out surprising, wonderful objects. Some of them very old, very valuable. Some of them very surprising and new and therefore valuable. I read a survey not too long ago that was asking lay people about their attitudes towards preaching. It was interesting, to be sure. The number one reason, I guess, was that they wanted short sermons, so it's too late for that today. But what people are looking for in a good sermon, their predominant response was, "I like a sermon that helps me see things in a new way." They said that they liked sermons that helped them take the same old, familiar Christian concepts and see that concept in a new light. We've all been there. You're listening to a sermon about the prodigal son, and you settle into your pew and you think, "Okay, here we go again." But then in the middle of that sermon, you receive some new insight, some surprise that you've never seen before in that story. And you say, "Wow, I've never been here before." And therein we find joy in our worship. But there's also joy in the old. I mean, when it comes time for Christmas to come around, you don't want Lee and I to go out looking for new Christmas songs for you to sing. You rejoice at the old familiar carols that you know by heart. That's what the old beloved texts and songs mean to us. They're deep in our hearts from our earliest memories of faith. Sometimes the church, I think, gets accused of being backward and old and out of date. Sometimes justifiably. But we've learned the joy of not having to create our faith in Jesus anew in every single generation. We have a treasure committed to our care in what is old. And yet, there are new generations who come along with new spiritual needs. The world presents us every day with new challenges. So we're a people that keeps going back to our treasure chest. Our treasure chest of what is old. And we rummage about in there praying to God to give us some new insight for our time and our place. When Jesus taught, people thought they knew what he meant when he said, the kingdom of heaven. But then when he told his parables about that kingdom, they were surprised to hear it compared to a place where lost sheep are found, where seeds are secretly growing, or a man finding a treasure buried in a field. Jesus was bringing something new out of what was old and established at the time. Nostalgia and memory are two quite different things. Nostalgia idealizes the past, and a frozen past at that. But memory's different. Memory links the past with a living present. It draws hope and comfort from the past in order to enrich our present day. I think that good Christian worship strives for a mix between the comfortable, the reassuring, and the familiar mixed with the surprising, and even the shocking and the new. What I'm saying is we need both. God ministers to us through both the old treasured things and the new. A couple of years ago, in a workshop on worship, a speaker had been talking about the need for new Christian music. The way that our old music in the church is deadening and difficult to sing and out of date. But a woman in the group stood up and said, "What you say has much truth in it. But at the same time, we have to remember that Bach was also a Christian." And her words hit home to that group. We're not the first to live this faith. We have the treasure of those who've walked this way before us. We have Bach to help us to sing the Lord's song. Let us love the past. Jesus has commanded us to go out into all the world to proclaim the good news. That means this world, our world now. We must proclaim it in a way that can be heard. If we don't lay the good news of Jesus Christ right alongside everything that's happening on today's internet, then we're going to give people the wrong impression about this faith of ours. We're going to give them the impression that Christianity is some sort of escape into a fantasy world that has no relationship to where we live today. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the presence of God with us now, leading us forward into the future. To love the past too much is a sin against that enlivening spirit. We have to note here that Jesus doesn't say what is new instead of what is old. There is no privileging of the old or the new here. We're to embrace both, to love both what we have received and be ready to embrace what is yet to be given. The old and the new. At our best, we do this. We submit to the ancient wisdom of the saints. We try to read and to understand Scripture. We try to listen and to learn their music, their hymns, their songs of praise. And we listen for God's Word today in contemporary events. We try a new tune now and then as we attempt to sing God's song in a new way. In short, we bring out of the treasure of God's revelation both what is new and what is old. Jesus encourages us to draw from the wealth of the tradition of the faith of Israel and the church, to treasure the old ways of wisdom, and yet at the same time he encourages us to be willing to embrace the new, to be open to additional revelation. As Christians, we are beneficiaries of both the past and the future in our walk with God. Now, I suppose that some of us, or maybe even most of us in this room, are better at one than the other. Some of us love the past and nurture it joyfully, and others are always out there looking for the new and improved model. Perhaps it takes both kinds in a congregation. Perhaps it takes both kinds of faith within an individual Christian. Maybe at one time your spiritual need is such that you needed that word from the past. That reassuring confession that Jesus Christ has been Lord for those who have come before us and will be our Lord as well. At other times you need the gift of some freshness, some stunningly new insight. The good thing is that our Sunday worship moves back and forth between the two, bringing out among us the treasure that God has given us in both what is old and what is new. Amen.